producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just want to say we couldn't do any of this without our amazing InfoWars crew. I need to just get a whole list of the crew in here so I can properly read their names off on air and not forget anybody. You don't forget anybody, but it's hard when you're on air to remember everybody in order. Coming up in the fourth hour, we'll be live in overdrive. Some stations carry it, some don't. And we're going to have David Knight riding shotgun to traffic cop it. We're going to air about a 40-minute interview with Marine Corps Colonel, retired just recently, Pete Martino, about the buildup for war against the American people. We've tweeted that video out. It's pretty powerful. There was only one other interview he'd done. That was to a city council. He was warning of this last year. He got a lot of repercussions, good and bad, over that. Well, he came to Austin. We met with him, and we interviewed him a few weeks ago. He wrote an article to go along with the article, to go along with the video. So that's up on InfoWars.com. It's titled, I See Something. I'm going to make it the featured video as well on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Sometimes we have stuff that doesn't even go on the nightly news or the radio. It just goes right to the website first because it's so important. My only issue is I don't build something up and talk about how important it is. People don't seem to think it's important. But it is a very, very important interview, so please get that out to people, especially military folks, where they break down what is currently happening. Always informative, my good friend Gerald Celente is going to be joining us. He accurately predicted last year that they would try to start wars with Russia, and a lot of other issues. And he's going to talk about the new trends coming up and more. Gerald Celente will be joining us coming up for the balance of the hour. And I won't be a hog. I intend to also open the phones up in the last 20, 30 minutes with Gerald Celente so you can ask questions of Gerald with the number. We're not giving the number out yet. Again, looking at some of the other news we haven't really detailed yet. Have they announced who the two-star general was yet? Who got killed in Afghanistan?
Not yet.
By one of the soldiers?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's not been announced yet. Major general, two-star general, killed in a Blue Force, Green Force training base where they're training the Afghan military to grow opium and load it on C-130s, deliver it to the big banks, who then deploy it to drug dealers. And then the fourth or fifth level down dealer doesn't even know that. That's called a schnack. That's not just in the movie Scarface, written by Mr. Stone, Oliver Stone. That's actually the term used in New York and Miami and other places for police forces that are basically totally corrupt. The narcotics division, when they still got to have some bus, they call it schnacks. Not snacks, schnacks, or schnacks. And expanding on snacks, they'll also go in your restaurant or business and sell each other drugs and then take your business. So, gotta love the old drug war. It's really worked out wonderfully, hasn't it? Imploded Mexico, imploding the United States, and then the globalists used the crises they've helped create and then import that here for the next level. Kind of like they made alcohol illegal for 10 years in the Prohibition in the 20s, got goody two-shoes to go along with it, tripled the size of the mafia, corrupted the police, massive, you know, tens of billions in 1920s money, made off of that the corruption of society, and then when they couldn't have that illegal, they made narcotics illegal so they could start a new business. You could walk into any apothecary, any drugstore, anywhere you wanted, and you could just come right in and you could say, hey, you guys are laughing, I don't know, my head's scratched, I comb my hair. You walk in, I've been on air too long, too much, I don't even care when I'm on air now.
That looks better.
I will You just walk in about whatever you wanted. And, of course, you had less people using it. Didn't give criminals something to sell. But, hey, what do I know?
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Then, of course, I return live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Standard Time with the Sunday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We're also on Facebook and all the other globalist platforms, but our main sites that have survived a lot of establishment attacks are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for joining us in this third hour. We're going to have a special fourth hour of Overdrive today that some stations carry, some don't. Everybody can tune in via InfoWars.com/show to see the free video and audio feeds when we're going to air an interview that I did 2 weeks ago but that we added documentation to with retired Marine Colonel Pete Martino, headline, DHS is preparing and prepping for war with the American people. Remember last year he gave a speech at a city council warning people and it became a big news story because he was just in combat a few years ago and got a Bronze Star in Iraq. and he has trained, you know, major coalition forces all over the world. He's a respected guy, and he's saying this. That's what's going on. It's a very powerful interview. It's coming up in the fourth hour today. David Knight is going to ride shotgun and traffic cop those segments we're going to be airing. For the rest of the hour, we are joined by the man that runs TrendsResearch.com. And, of course, their logo or their catchphrase is very accurate. History before it happens. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. It's been said many times. And I know Gerald will have it all at his fingertips, not to toot his horn, but just to show he knows what he's talking about, that they would try to start war with Russia. He said that about 4 years ago. He said it again last year in one of his major trends. He said, look for the police state to expand. Look for them to try to destabilize the country because they never get held accountable for creating crises. And he talked about further dollar devaluation and more. And we're nearing the next big flashpoint. This is the age of exacerbated and contrived crises. So I want to get his take on the waterfront, what the new trends are, the trends he predicted accurately, and a bunch of other issues. But first, Gerald, entertain me here for a moment in my question. Regardless of what you think about the borders being open or shut, libertarians, pure libertarians, and I consider myself to be a libertarian but not a purist because there's no such thing. It's a fantasy land in this current situation. You can't have countries that are third world collapse where people get 50 cents an hour where they don't give us free health care or free welfare or can't go there and have our babies and then say, but all of you from Brazil to Mexico, from Guatemala to China, from India to the Congo, you can come here and get everything free, and anyone that doesn't like that is a racist. And by the way, we're the Democrats. Go with us. We're going to take the guns and then give them driver's license in seven states. I mean, that is an open political takeover plan. And the Blue State Project, we have video via Veritas Project. They admit on video, we're bringing in folks. We're giving them IDs. We're taking over. And so I've always been against the Republicans and Democrats, and the Republican blue bloods are horrible. They're working with them on this. But for me, this border situation is so transparent. And then even if you are for open borders and believe that everyone deserves everything free, 7 billion people outside the U.S., everything should be free. Yes, white people are fundamentally bad and evil. They all need to be gotten rid of, you know, a.k.a. Al Sharpton. Even if you believe that, which, of course, is ridiculous, Obama is now acting completely outside of Congress, unlike any president in our lifetimes, and on every issue, on guns, on borders, whatever, saying, I'll do whatever I want. I called for Bush's impeachment. I called for Clinton's impeachment because they were bad. So did Ron Paul. But Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago on the show, he said, Alex, you're right. Obama is more brazen. He's gotten away with it, and he is arrogant about it, and we're in deep trouble. We may be approaching the big event, the big collapse point you've been warning about, where we incrementally go into the collapse. They deny it. They deny the Titanic's listing and that silverware's falling off the side. And then finally the ship's breaking and going under. We're in the lifeboats, and people are still denying it. Gerald, I want to hear from you because you worked as a top consultant to government corporations, your best-selling author. For folks that don't know who you are, most people do, but we have a lot of affiliates. You've been inside the system. What is the master plan here, and how dangerous is this, or do you disagree with me?
Well, going back, let's start with the open borders. This is old news. I wrote about this in Trends 2000 in 1996 about one of the greatest threats to America was going to be the immigration problem. It was building then. Without getting into any emotions, you know me, I'm a political atheist. I just stated the facts and how wages kept declining. Studies from all across the spectrum showing the proof how American wages were declining as more and more people were flowing over the borders. And I wrote about the H-1B visas before anybody even knew what they were. And that was being pushed by the so-called Silicon Valley people because it brought in a lot of cheap labor for them. What we have, Alex, is a country of 316 million people. We have a quarter, 25% of the young people, poverty. We have red levels of people on food stamps. We still have massive unemployment. And again, anybody that wants to see the real unemployment numbers, rather than the baloney that they're shoving down our throats, thanks to the rejiggering of them by slick Willie Clinton, you go to John Williams Shadow Stats. We're up to around 22%. Now, when you go back to the Great Depression, what did they do? They closed the borders.
Because Gerald, your Skype's breaking up too much. Jobs. Gerald, I want to reconnect with you and have you start back over because this is so important. And I did read your book, Trends 2000, back at the time. I was in a Barnes & Noble or something and picked it up, and I remember that was in there. And again, Ross Perot warned everybody. And that wasn't even about open borders. That was about lowering the trade deals. He said it would wreck both Mexico and the U.S. and Canada. It's done that. So it transfers wealth to the top one-tenth of 1%. It wrecks the middle class. It doesn't create a ladder up for the poor people. And Gerald is breaking it down. So I want to get his trend on where all of this is headed. Skype is an amazing technology, obviously, like right out of Star Trek. The only problem is that sometimes it has hiccups and problems. So we're getting Gerald Celente back on right now. We'll carry him to the end of the hour, and we'll skip this network break so that he gets that time back. But I want him to start over with what he had to say there because that was so critically important. This is mathematical economic fact.
Okay, we got him back.
Gerald, please start over from the beginning. Your take on what's happening with the borders.
Yes, as I mentioned, we wrote about this in Trends 2000. Here's a quote. Migration is a greater threat to global stability than has been recognized. The sheer press of numbers of very poor made aware by radio and television of living conditions a boat ride away is likely to become a steadily more destructive political force check foreign relations, 1994. And here's what I wrote. Immigration with a self-sustaining heating system and an endless supply was a hot issue. In recessionary times, even menial jobs are prized, and immigration labor drives wages still further. A University of California study showed that roughly one-fifth of the growth in the wage gap between the skilled and the unskilled since the mid-19s was linked to the growing supply of unskilled immigration labor. Illegal immigration was costing the chiefly affected states, New York, Florida, Texas, Illinois, and California, an estimated $8 billion a year in services. I go on to write, money spent on illegal immigrants was money in italics, not spent on needy citizens. I wrote this in 1996.
Unbelievable. And now the numbers are just astronomical, and the immigrants have been taught they're God's gift to the earth. No one can criticize them, and they've got full government backing who wants an endless flood of people that want services as the country goes bankrupt. What is the political class really thinking, Gerald?
Well, first of all, putting political and class together don't go. I mean, what are the political psychopaths and sociopaths? And let's go back when it was breaking up the audio. You go back to following the Great Depression, they put severe limits on immigration so the people in the country could get jobs. And we don't have jobs now. As I mentioned, when you go to John Williams Shadow Stats, you see that the number of unemployed 2%. So what kind of imbecile would say, yeah, let's open up the borders. Our people don't have jobs. We're going to bring in even cheaper labor, drive down wages and income even lower so that we can get their votes. That's all it's about. That's all the politicians ever care about. This is not a humanitarian issue. And
Well, stay there. This is key. This is key. Gerald Celente. We got to go to break. He's having Skype issues. Powerful info, though.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Giving Gerald Celente the floor in this segment, part of the next, and we're going to take a few of your phone calls, wild card questions. I want to get into future trends, get him to go back and show you how he predicted what's happening with Russia right now, the dollar, and more. And we're not tooting horns here. We're just showing that when you understand history and what's happening, you can predict what's coming. The establishment knows a lot of this. They just don't want you to know about it. But getting back to the border, it's known in the financial actuaries that when a country's super booming, you want skilled and some unskilled laborers. But when it's in trouble, you want to shut things down. Well, they have just been opening everything up, pushing for the most poor, most destitute, to be pure clients of the government welfare state, Cloward and Bevin. So, Gerald, we've got you on phone and Skype now. Clearly go over the key point. They shut our borders down during the Great Depression. We have the numbers. We know what's happening. It's all about votes. It's all about political power. Go ahead.
Yes, and what's really important, as you pointed out, the numbers are there that show how wages decline as immigration increases, and our numbers are terrible. We're looking at median household income now being below 1999 levels, and they're even talking about a decline on the median household of losing 36% of income since 2003. So the more cheap labor keeps driving down prices, this is a political issue. As I mentioned, if it was a moral issue and they were going to pound their chests on this, hey, how about them drone strikes to blow out people? Just got a couple yesterday, didn't they? Yeah, it was only in Afghanistan. Hey, how about that moral issue of killing over a million people in Iraq on a war that was started on lies? This has nothing to do with morality, this border issue. It has to do with political expedience. So when we look at it, and as I mentioned, they closed the borders during the Great Depression. They didn't reopen them until well into the 50s, and even then, immigration was very moderated. And I know firsthand because I had cousins from Italy that couldn't come here. So this is all for politics. It has nothing to do with morality as I see it. And then going back to the economics as we're looking at it, as we're talking, the markets are continuing to go down. Oh, one more point on this immigration issue, Alex. It's worldwide. You're looking at people flooding out of Libya, Tunisia, Egypt, all the northern Africa, Yemen, Bahrain, the whole area, what's going on now with Israel and Gaza. So what I'm saying is they're flooding over to Europe as well. Immigration, as I wrote in Trends 2000, was going to become a global issue. It is. There's no stopping it unless I have a solution, by the way. We're starting an Occupy Peace movement, and it's built on rebuild America, no foreign entanglements, bring home all the troops, and seal the borders. As you well know, I'm a close combat practitioner. I believe in self-defense. I want to defend America. I want to defend America by closing the borders and not become involved in foreign entanglements. There's no reason why these borders are so porous. And the hypocrisy of it all, we have a Homeland Security, we have NSA, they're spying on us, they're watching us in the toilet, they're following us everywhere, all are feeling us up at the airport, all under the big lie that they're going to stop Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra while we got, what, 60,000 little kids flooding over the border on their own. Who are they kidding with this BS?
Isn't the political class in danger and their hubris and their arrogance of really waking the public up? I'm starting to see that happen. I mean, to have the TSA still searching babies' diapers, I've seen it last time I flew last month, and trying to grab my crotch while the border's wide open and while our government funds Al-Qaeda and IS, I mean, it just doesn't hold water anymore.
Exactly, but they're not bringing that up. In this whole discussion of immigration, flooding over the border, illegal immigrants by the millions, they're not bringing up what a scam the whole NSA, the whole militarized police state, Homeland Security is. It's just robbing our money and giving it to the cyber industrial complex and a bunch of crazy SOBs. Because if it was worth, they can't stop kids from coming over the border. Yeah, they're going to stop Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra. Yeah, well, maybe if these kids dress up with a burqa on, maybe they'll stop them then. It's hypocrisy, it's a lie, and all they're doing is putting in these things to stop our freedom.
Daryl Celente, TrendsResearch.com. And again, he's a great guy. The magazine is one of the best out there. I can't put it down. I learned so much from Gerald. So you can go subscribe at TrendsResearch.com to the hard copy. Sign up for the Trends Alerts and help support true independent real media and hand it off to friends and family. We'll be back to get into the latest trends and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children at our feet. In tomorrow, today, worship will be gone.
The technocrats want to control the future. They want us dumbed down, watching football, playing Xbox. If we have any political awareness, it's only racial to fight with each other. And they do it all in the name of political correctness. And when you finally realize MSNBC and CNN are consciously doing this, it makes you want to throw up. And then Fox News will play the other angle, the old white person angle, and then just play us all off against each other instead of transcending the fraud and really understanding how it works. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, is our guest. I want to take 5 or 6 calls for Gerald on any subject you want to raise, but I just want a specific quick question for Gerald so we can get to you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers I want to add as well. Do that a few times a week. Briefly, Don't forget, the Nightly News is subscriber, and then that subscriber base helps pay to fund the larger free radio operation, the free apps. We take the Nightly News a day or so later, put it out for free to everybody. That costs money to have a crew cut up and upload it. The magazine, everything we do is about getting the word out. Please become an InfoWars Nightly News subscriber today, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a subscriber, become one. If you are a subscriber, 11 people can use each membership with the same username. So you can share it with friends and family. It's $5.95 a month per membership. That's 11 people that can use it. That is literally a couple pennies a day. You can also sign up for a year and get 2 months free or go month to month. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. And then, of course, we have developed with Dr. Group and some chemists and others the most powerful, pure supplements out there, we believe. And we've got the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality that help block the estrogen mimickers and other artificial compounds that are in the food supply. You've heard the rave reviews. We've still got a special running where you can get 30-plus percent off when you get Survival Shield iodine with the fluoride detox chelator. We've got a bunch of different specials going right now, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, you can get 25% off on Fluoride Shield by itself. There's another special where you can get it with the Survival Shield at over 30% off as well. So that is up on InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of Lung Cleanse and the Lung Shield and your purchase of the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the best, strongest quality out there for the price, helps fund our operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. Shopping with the good guys, using your free will to vote with your dollars to support free, independent, true media in this country. And also want to thank our AM and FM affiliates for all they do. I want to remind listeners to promote the fact that you can hear this show on this station, to tell your friends, family, and neighbors every day about it, and to support those local sponsors as well. That is critical. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. Okay, Gerald, I'm going to give you the floor for the next 10 minutes to break down the trends you predicted, the next phase of the trends, other big news, and we're going to take some phone calls with Gerald Celente.
All right, I'm picking up what you said, Alex, about how they're dumbing us down with sports and with video games and on, and celebrity culture. The cover of this current trends journal, "Don't Blame Obamacare, Blame I Don't Care." The people are responsible for what's going on. Look what this society has become. Look how low the bar has been set. So that's a major part of it. And also, as we were just talking about, and again, you know, you and I hadn't talked about this before we got on the air, about the borders being open. Here's a story that we did. Stop terrorism? Not a chance. And we showed how during the Super Bowl, the story that nobody covered on how that guy got on a bus in New Jersey with credentials he had from an old music concert a few years earlier, got on the bus, got through security, and gets in front of the camera as they're interviewing the player of the game and starts talking about 9/11. And this is when you'll see that we heard for week after week how the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all the police departments around the metropolitan area, and you saw these guys out there armed to the teeth, and this guy gets through. So they're lying to us about terrorism to steal our money. And if we do have terrorism, could anybody call it payback? You can't invade other countries, slaughter millions of people, destroy their families and their lives, and not want to have them, not expect them to get even with you. So the whole terrorism thing is both artificial and being created so that if it does happen, We're responsible for making it happen. It didn't happen in a vacuum. On to the economy. Look at the numbers coming out of China today. Their service sector is down to 9-year lows. Their new indexes are showing 8-month lows in other areas. And they're dumping money into the system just like America is. Over there in Europe, they're coming up with a European name for quantitative easing. They're trying to keep Mr. Ponzi alive. He's on his deathbed, and they're filling him with as much monetary morphine as they can to keep him, to make it seem as though he's alive. And then you pick up today's Wall Street Journal and you read how all of the lending institutions are lowering the standards and letting people borrow money that, again, aren't qualified for it. And as we had written in a Trends Journal over a year ago, how they were building a bubble with auto loans. Hey, you want to buy a new car, don't have a job, got no credit? We'll make up some for you. So now that bubble is ready to burst as well. Even with all of this cheap money, you're looking at a housing market that's barely pushing forward. And then you look at some other data coming out. You look at the data coming out from Target, from Walmart, and you look at data coming out from those places like Outback Steakhouses and others that used to service the so-called middle spectrum of America. They did not recover from what they call the winter frigid economy. They expected diners to come back out and eat again as they were before the winter chill set in. They're not. And you keep adding up the numbers one after another, even at the high end. You're looking at Coach, for example, looking at declines of 17%, 21% the last quarter in the U.S.
Walmart,
but even at the high, 17% this quarter. And here's the language that they use. They just had a merger with, like, these dollar stores, you know, two of them. I don't know which. I forget the names. Family Dollar and your sister's Dollar. I don't know which two. They just merged. And the way they announced that the prostitutes on CNBC, oh, the dollar stores, where average Americans shop. And that should have been the end of the cut. Average American shop at dollar stores. At a time when we grew up, when there were in every community, there were department stores of levels of quality and class that are far above now the Macy's and the so-called middle spectrum. They're gone. They're washed away. So when we're looking at the economy, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts says, and by the way, I want to make this really clear. There is no one that I respect more for geopolitics and economic insights and analysis than Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. So as he points out, I point out, and others point out, Max Kaiser, this is nothing more than an artificially inflated bubble. Moving on. Today, Alex Jones, on your show, they are commemorating the first shot fired of World War I, the Great War. They should never use that word great with it. I know why they use it, but they should have used the disastrous war, the war of slaughter, the war that killed 20 million plus civilians. 90% of the wars, 90% of the casualties in all of the wars are the civilians. So, as they're commemorating that war today, we are on the brink of World War III. How many more more numbers the people have to add up? How many more conflicts do they? And I take that word away. That word conflicts is a stupid word to use, and they use it all the time. Oh, a conflict. Oh, you had a disagreement. No, slaughters are going on in Ukraine. Slaughters are going on in the Middle East. Slaughters are going on around the world. Slaughters are going on in the Xinjiang province in China. Hey, Thailand's out of the news. Oh, yeah, they had a military coup. Yeah, but let's not talk about that. Now you're seeing the United States this weekend announced now we are training the Ukrainian National Guard.
It's crazy. And now this two-star general gets killed by the Al-Qaeda crazy Akhani network people. I mean, it just shows how the political elites sit back and get more money and power out of wrecking the planet and wrecking our lives. Why do we let them do it? I want to go to phone calls, Gerald.
Well,
but
just one more minute. And that is what you've just mentioned, and that's what stirred my thought. You said about a general getting killed. Alex, this is the New York Times today. This is where the dead Americans are. They don't make the headlines. When a general gets killed or a, quote, ambassador in Benghazi, then it's news.
That's right.
Then we have to look into this. But when Keith Williams, 19 years old, from Visalia, California, gets killed, he gets way down the bottom of the page, along with the others that are 23 years old, another 23-year-old from Kenosha, Wisconsin, on and on. They keep the little people down at the bottom.
That's right.
But when the big guys get killed, we got to put a commission together. We have to look into it.
I agree. In fact, I meant to make that point earlier, that notice how they hype this up. But then when the little people die, when one man dies, you know, it's a tragedy when 10,000 dies, a statistic, to quote Joseph Stalin. But I noticed in your magazine on page 14, you have a shot of Cary Grant dressed super sharp, like all the photos I saw of my great-grandfathers and grandfathers when they went out, because you had respect for yourself. You weren't fancy. You weren't a glitter bug. You just, people took you serious. You took them serious. And then it just shows how people dress today with their drawers hanging down around their ankles. And again, McDonald's, I read a study decades ago about this, was the first to put thank you up, throw your trash away. It didn't even lower the price of the food. It just lowered the service, lowered the society's expectations. Nobody pumps the gas for you. It gets rid of the entry-level jobs. Car maintenance goes way down. You used to just sit in your car. Now they do it. Now you have to do it. And it's the Walmartians and the people having no concern or not taking it personal that they're being screwed over. I think television did this to us. It turned us into spectator Walmartian zombies. And I think that's why society's gotten so bad, Gerald.
That's part of it. And, we had a conference here last week. It just ended on Sunday. The History Before It Happens conference in Colonial Kingston. They held the meetings at the 1774 Academy. Alex, people came from all over the world. A young man came from Japan. It was his first time to the States, from Australia, from Switzerland, from Oklahoma, from Texas, all over the world. And one of the participants was a priest. And he started talking, and he said that he heard me on Coast to Coast one night and talking about what will change. And I said, the only thing that will change, and it goes back to what you were saying with the Trends Journal, is when people have courage, dignity, respect, and passion. And that's what's been lost. They don't have the dignity and self-respect. I'm old enough to remember when you got on an airplane, it wasn't a flying circus. You didn't see a bunch of slobs roll in who could care less about how they looked, how they talked, and how they behaved. So what it is, it's a lowering of the bar of the culture. And they say the fish rots from the head down. I'll tell you when I really saw the change happen. When Slick Willie Clinton ran for president. Now, remember, we were used to Eisenhowers and Kennedys. We were used to men of dignity and courage. And all of a sudden, a clown rolls out with a pair of sunglasses on and playing a bad saxophone on Arsenio Hall. How's that for a presidential presence? And it just kept getting lower. Now you have Obama during the last campaign and all the rest of them yucking it up on The View and sitting around with little comics, little boys, the Colberts and the Stewarts, the Lenos and the Lettermans. Let's get this straight. When you have to go to a comic to get your news, you can see how stupid the whole society has become. It's one every night is freak night on TV when the presidents, the prime ministers, and the joint chiefs of staff yuck it up with the clowns. The whole bar has been lowered. So the fish rots from the head down. They set the pace.
Listen, I want to go to some calls here. We're skipping this network break because I want to get extra time because we lost some time when your Skype broke up. But the last few minutes, be ready to give me your take on Russia and where you think that's going to go. I want to get your prediction on the Ukraine situation and the IS situation. Thomas in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks a lot for being there. I love you guys. I used to listen to Ray Taliaferro. I'm a veteran. And my take at the whole thing is, due to you, Alex, thank you, and bless your soul, Americans are too smart. They need a dumbed-down military and a dumbed-down police force in order to do the One World Order. They couldn't have done that with Republicans in. They needed to have the borders open with the Democrats in. Okay? That's the only deal. We got the left hand of the monster and the right hand of the monster. Now, I'd like to know, what are the consequences of our military is now going to take up a good percentage of these lesser educated immigrants that are coming in?
Well, I'm not even that concerned about people that end up becoming part of the military because there's something there. When you've got women with two or three kids and they're going to be hooked on the Democrats immediately with an agenda that's racially based, I mean, it's bad. That's not the melting pot. That's Thomas's point, listening on KOMY 1340 AM in Santa Cruz, I should add. Gerald, your take on that?
I think you covered it. You know, the issue is a dumbing down throughout, and they're using this again. The immigration issue is very obvious.
Oh yeah, I mean, Americans have turned into 500-pound wall Martians. Yeah. You know, so we're talking about these immigrants all day. We're in bad shape as well. I mean, it's just a mess. But I hear what you're saying, Thomas. It is about bringing in desperate people that think the Democrats are their mommy. Let's talk to Larry in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, first-time caller. I'll try to get to my point quick. I just retired from a practice of periodontics, and I can assure you in the real world with the people that dress right and look right, they're not right. I mean, in a biblical sense, and I'm not a religious guy, but I'm saying it's cannibalism. As a periodontist, I was expected to lie and deceive my patients so that I could get referrals to cover for the inadequate care of the general dentist who were destroying the gum health of the patients waiting to put crowns on all their teeth and then referring. So there's corruption within every industry, I think. It's very...
Oh, yeah. Well, there are lots of people that are dressed nice that are predators, and that there's all sorts of stuff that goes... But of course, society's not perfect either, but I hear what you're saying. Do you have a question with Gerald Celente?
Yeah, the question is, when do you think the point of getting real happens with this culture? Everybody is basically cannibalizing everybody.
Well, exactly. We've gone into a predatory system rather than a production system.
It goes back to morality. As I said, the fish rots at the head from the head down. So let's suppose I'm still the kid that grew up in the Bronx, and I'm hanging out with the guys, and one of my friends has an idea to pull off a heist or anything. And I say to him, hey, that's not right. You know what he'd say to me? What, are you stupid? Everybody's ripping us off. The banks are ripping us off. The government's ripping us off. Oh, and you want to play it straight? That's why morality is important. You have a loss of morality at every level of government. And what people are doing is they're following the leader. There is no morality. Look at the slaughters going around the world without taking a side on any of the issues. Where are the religions talking about this? I don't hear a
people. Well, I'll tell you what's happening. People watch television 7-8 hours a day, and they just believe the fantasy while the real world's going on around them. The public is asleep. I think that's a big part of it. Let's talk to Red in Texas. Red, what's your question or comment?
Alex and Gerald, good to talk to you. Hey, I'm going to go over something real quick.
Hey, do me a favor, get off your speakerphone real quick.
I'm not on speakerphone.
All right, well, just ask it real quick because it sounds like speakerphone.
I'm on my regular phone. I was going to ask him about Bitcoin. I need to know where to go with the money.
You know, I always say I'm not the right guy for Bitcoin. But to me, it kind of reminds me of the dot-com boom. It's hard for me to grasp it. And it was hard for me to grasp a lot of things that were going on in the dot-com boom that when it bust, I saw why it bust, because there was nothing behind it. And there are too many different countries with too many different regulations and too many different states. That's my position on it. Having said that, there are those that know a lot more about it and believe in it differently than I do. So that's my take on it. I just don't have a grasp on it that makes me comfortable with it.
I was about to say, I have a bad feeling at the end of the day, but it's now being expressed as a revolution against the big banks, so I get that part. I'm just saying, watch out, folks. Sure, if you want to get involved, that's your issue. I think we're going to start accepting it on the shopping cart because people are demanding it. Big mainline groups are using it, and so when in Rome, do as the Romans. But at the end of the day, I'm not recommending people get involved in it. I'm saying that's a choice by choice for each person.
I would agree exactly what you said, and then I look at the other end of it. Why would I want a Bitcoin that's up in vapor when I could buy gold or silver?
Exactly. So I'll use it. If people want to use it in commerce,
exactly.
I'll use it, transfer it into Fed notes, then transfer it into silver or gold.
Yeah, we take subscriptions, by the way, with Bitcoins. We have no problem doing that. And then we just convert it.
Exactly. I mean, it's the original alchemy. We take fiat Bitcoin or fiat Federal Reserve and then transmute it into property or into crew or into building new projects or into gold and silver.
That's right.
It's amazing alchemy. Let's go ahead and talk to Vince in Montana. Vince, thanks for holding here on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, guys. Hey, Gerald, I've got a question for you. I've been posting stuff on the Internet for 20 years. And I have never run into a problem being blocked or spammed like I have with disinformation. The CDC owns the 4 patents on the Ebola virus. I didn't think much of it at first. I thought, well, maybe they patent everything. But every time I attempt to put that out there, I get blocked, marked as a spammer, deleted. Why do you think they don't want the public to know that the CDC owns the patents for the Ebola virus?
I think Alex can answer that better than me.
Well, it's a complex issue. We don't know exactly what's happening with the Ebola virus, but I know this. They've never brought people into the country that have had it before. It's more recklessness by government. What do you say to that, caller?
Well, I just know that the fact that they have it patented and the fact that it looks like a nicotine-based stuff, the cytokine storming of the Ebola virus, it looks to me like it's a patent issue. It looks like someone's trying to make money off the cure.
Well, but then how would they be spreading in Africa? I mean, I hear you. The H1N1 was a fraud to sell vaccine. I hear you. We'll look into it. We don't know all the answers yet. Gerald, sorry to the other callers. Thank you so much for your time. TrendsResearch.com for folks that want to find out more. Invaluable website and journal. And people can see your daily video and audio reports as well. We got 45 seconds left. What do you see happening in Ukraine?
War. And it keeps building up more and more. The sanctions, if you remember, they started off very lightly, and they keep increasing. You have a time now when Europe is still down economically, and it's going to become more and more difficult to do business. And watch for those border incursions into other countries. That's what's going to be a spark for involvement, I believe.
And they say the Ukraine sanctions is what's plunging our economy and stock market, again, hurting everybody, Russians and Americans. But the EU needs a way to try to keep from collapsing, so war is the way to go. Gerald Celente, thank you so much. Coming up live, we're going to have David Knight and the Marine Corps Colonel.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.